Blog Talk Radio.
I remind myself of all that you've done.
Perfect.
There we go.
We're here. Chris, you here?
Yeah.
Okay, we're birds. Praise the Lord. Everything's working great. We're talking about speaking in tongues today. How you doing, Chris?
Good. Good to get over some technical difficulties, isn't it?
Yeah, we got some technical difficulties, but we got through them. How's it going, Robert?
It's going fine, Stan. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we got everything hooked up. Finally, praise the Lord. And like I said, we're talking about praying in tongues. It's going to be an awesome show today. We've talked about this before. I think Apostle Jason Wade, me and him talked about it maybe about 2 years ago. And it was an amazing show. But we're going to try to hit it again and talk about different things to the Christians. And let's let them know what type of gift it is, how it helps you in your walk, and how you can develop it. You know, the more you use this, the more you will advance in this. And I'm going to go ahead and give it to Robert.
Well, one of the first things I would like to point out is all of the bad things that have been said in the church concerning the praying in tongues and concerning the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For many years now, there's been teachings going on in the church saying that the tongues is of the devil and that the baptism of the Holy Ghost passed away with the early apostles. But I want you to know that is a bunch of garbage. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was established by our Lord. How can something that God the Father did to his own son, our Lord Jesus Christ, be of the devil? Jesus was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Jesus sent his disciples to Jerusalem to wait on the day of Pentecost to come so that they could be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And before he sent them to do that, he even appeared to them in a room and then he breathed on them and told them to receive the Holy Ghost. So if Jesus told his own disciples to receive the Holy Ghost and to go and be baptized in the Holy Ghost, and then the further you go on through the birth of the church, you see things happening like Peter and Cornelius, a pagan group of people, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I said pagan, but it's better to say Gentile. That was the first baptism of the Holy Ghost on the Gentiles. Father intends for his children, the church, to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and to pray in tongues. Jude said in verse 20 that we need to pray in the Holy Ghost because it builds us up in the most holy faith. So there's scripture after scripture in the Word of God that leads us and guides us and tells us that we need the Holy Ghost. But I want to share a personal revelation with you concerning the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost so that you can complete the Godhead bodily within yourself. Father, you being a son, physical human son, and then being clothed and empowered by his precious Holy Spirit. That is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we see it demonstrated in the life of Jesus our Lord. We see the sample and the example of what our Heavenly Father, who created us to live that way, did in the life of Jesus our Lord. So anything that Jesus did, I think I remember him saying that we can do also. He even told his disciples in Matthew chapter 28 to go into all the world to preach the good news of the kingdom and to teach everyone to observe the things that he had commanded them. So baptism of the Holy Ghost was one of the things that he commanded them. So then, therefore, it is one of the things that he hath commanded us. Amen?
Amen. That's awesome, man. You know, speaking in tongues is one of the gifts. And a lot of people say, you know, when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, automatically you speak in tongues. There is people that hasn't spoken in tongues. There's a lot of people that have. And it varies. It's a gift. It's a gift that is given to us. There's many gifts that the Lord gives us, like the gift of healing touch, you know, touching people and people get healed. That's a gift. Speaking in tongues is a gift. Prophecy is a gift. You know, there's tons of gifts that the Lord gives us, and speaking in tongues is one of them. Not everybody speaks in tongues, but there's a lot of people that do speak in tongues. And I think everybody on the show speaks in tongues, but I do know people that don't speak in tongues, and they've been baptized. So, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit if you don't speak in tongues. And a lot of people say that, you know, if you ain't, but I've known some that don't speak in tongues, but they was baptized. It's just whatever gift it was given to them. But I don't want to leave that out. I had somebody talk to me at church about it. Well, I'm baptized and I don't speak in tongues. I'm like, well, we can get that gift activated. But anyway, it is a gift. Speaking in tongues is a gift that the Lord gives us. And there's many different gifts that I speak in tongues that I've learned. It's called divers tongues. Divers tongues is a language of another country. It's not just a heavenly language. It's a language of another country, which they say, this is the history behind it, but they say if you take your speaking in tongue of another country and you go to that country and you let yourself just loose, they say you'll be prophesying about the Lord Jesus in their own tongue. On the day of Pentecost, when they came out of the room after being baptized with the Holy Spirit, they came out and speaking in many tongues of everybody that was out there. See, in Israel, everybody was mixed up. They came from all over the world to come here to worship. But there's many people, it was all over there. So when they came out speaking in tongues, they were speaking in their language, which was divers' tongues. They were speaking in their personal language because none of the disciples really knew their language. Only the Holy Spirit knew their language. So when they came out speaking in different tongues, that there was basically the country for them to go and preach to because they had that tongue. But the thing of it is, there's divers tongues and there's tongues of angels that only the God the Father knows. But see, there's two different ones. I had to learn about that myself. I spoke in tongues. I didn't really know what I was saying. I didn't really want to know what I was saying. The Lord started telling me what I was saying. It's a very awesome thing. And I'm going to tell you something. When you start speaking in tongues, when you start activating your gifts, it's an activation in that. So the more you speak in it, the more you activate your gifts that's in your spiritual body. And you'll start seeing your spiritual walk start to grow. And plus it opens more gifts and more blessings in your life because the Holy Spirit knows how to pray better than you do. He knows things that you don't know. He knows things behind the scenes that you don't have no idea what is going on. So he's praying up for you before you really know what's going on. And I remember Sid Roth was talking about that him and one of his co-ministers was praying in Israel before he started the Sid Roth show. The Sid Roth show was just wasn't even a thought at that time. And they was praying for weeks in tongues. And out of that praying in tongues came that show that the Holy Spirit was speaking through their mouth and manifested that show that they didn't even know it was going to come. So, you know, when you're praying in tongues, you'll start activating and bringing blessings from the Lord to you when you're speaking in tongues. And plus, it builds the presence of the anointing around you. It makes the anointing real strong around you. And it builds your spirit body, too. So it's very awesome to be able to activate that tongue. Or actually, you know, if you already got the gift of tongues, just don't put it as a mantle on your coat, like I've already achieved this and I just don't use it no more. It's made to use as much as you can. You know, when you get in your prayer closet, speak in tongues. Start praying in tongues. I'm sure you'll start seeing your spiritual self and your spiritual gifts just open up. Because I have myself. And the less that I actually speak in tongues, the more I start feeling the backlash off of it. So, and I'm going to tell you one thing. There's a lot that the enemy will come against you. He'll bring people and say, oh, that's not God, that's the enemy. Oh, yeah, you know, try to get you to stop because he knows he don't understand tongues. It messes him up when you speak in tongues. He cannot mess with your prayers. He can't smack your prayers down. because he don't understand that. As from the Holy Spirit, he cannot touch it. So he don't want you to speak in tongues because he wants to know what you're talking about. So when you're speaking in tongues, he has no idea what you're saying, and you're messing up his plans, and I'm telling you. That's one thing you need to do is speak in tongues as much as you can if you got that gift. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, man, what was on my heart was 1 Corinthians 14:18. It says, this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than ye all, or all of ye. And I think that's a very confident statement. And I think that there's really a lot of power involved into it. And me personally, going after this thing, the gift of tongues, it was very awkward and confusing for me because I had grown up mostly what Christianity I'd heard is like, it was from a denomination that didn't really agree with speaking in tongues. But I've seen it in the Bible, just like I just read it to you, and it really caught my attention, and I started praying about it, and I started asking God about it. And I said, Lord, you know, if this is you, then I want it. And if it's not, then show me, because really more than anything, I want to be doing his will and walking in the fullness of what he's got for me, no matter what anybody says, whether they're the pastor of the church and they're wrong. I would rather be going after the Lord and what he's got for me and the rights and privileges that are ours in Christ Jesus. But the thing that I just want to talk about the importance of it for a second, because it says that if anyone speaks in a tongue, he does not speak to people but to God. Indeed, no one understands him because he utters mysteries in the Spirit. So it's a language of faith. And when, like Robert was talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and many times, like the baptism, the tongues will manifest right as soon as the baptism of the Holy Spirit happens. But it didn't happen that way for me. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and it was very evident because of the infilling was so radical that, I mean, I'll look back now, and if I'm ever in doubt a little bit about my walk, I'll remember being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and it'll be like reliving that moment. And it'll just inspire so much faith because it was such a life-changing event that you know when you got it. There's no shadow of doubt. Just like you, I don't know. I mean, it's a very radical event. For me, it was. And then, but like 2 weeks later, I got baptized in water because I wanted the Lord to know that I was serious about this. And that's when, after I got baptized in water, like the gift of tongues, I started hearing that in my heart and spirit. And it's kind of like you hear it on the inside of you. I don't know if it's kind of hard to distinguish between your mind and your heart, but it rises up on the inside of you. And the importance of it, what I keep getting at is one of the main reasons is to pray effectively. And praying in tongues, that's something that every believer has the right to. Every believer can get it. God wants every believer to have that. And there's not a doubt in my mind about that. But the effectiveness of praying in the Spirit, I mean, anything you can think about, you can pray in the Spirit about. And like the Lord will give you revelation and start giving you words to say in English to even like go along with it. And it's kind of like it's radical, but it's the Holy Spirit praying through you. And a lot of people will get mixed up. And it could be in another language, like as far as worldly language of some kind of dissent or whatever. But I know that's happened with me before. But I mean, like when I read in the past about like Azusa Street and some of the histories and revivals and stuff like that, I really feel like that they may have been a misconception about what tongues was, because they would always say that that God would give them that gift so they could minister to people of a different language or a different nationality. And that could be true. I've heard of that happening. But more than likely, like the gift tongues is just that prayer language for praying intimately with the Father and allowing the Holy Spirit to pray through you. But the effectiveness of that, once you have it, you can even test it out. I mean, I remember when I was early off, really young with this gift, and I was still asking the Lord about it and praying and stuff. And I remember picking out somebody in the crowd, and I was in the congregation. I was sitting there just saying, I'm going to pray for them, Lord. And I started praying in tongues, and I seen them go from, like, worship to bending over and crying and, like, just really right before my eyes. And I did this time and time again, just kind of experimenting with the gift of tongues, you know, and intercession. And, I mean, you just kind of learn as you grow with the Lord. And I really don't know. I don't think the Lord was like prompting me to pray for those people. I was just experimenting with the gift of tongues, you know, because you can cut it on and off at any second. Like the, but see, there's also I don't know how to explain it, when the Spirit of God like gushes through you, like it's like some impact and some force coming behind it. When that starts happening, more than likely something really supernatural or radical is about to happen. And I've had that happen several times where the only way I can think of is like Old Faithful, because it feels like there's some force behind it, and it's like you just got to do it. And I've had the power of God hit me like a lightning bolt after I started doing that before. And those times are really radical when that happens. But every time that there's that force where it feels like it's something's like tongues is thrusting out of you, just about every time there's something really, really awesome happening. I've had the Spirit of God like grab my arms and stretch me out. And it sounds kind of weird, but it was after going out and evangelizing on the streets and stuff like that. And it was really effective, and it really moved majorly. But when I got back and I started praying in the Spirit, all of a sudden that thrust of tongues started coming out of my heart, out of the very core inside of me. And then the Spirit of God, I don't know how to explain it. All I know is that something invisible grabbed both arms and started stretching me. And then the scripture that was coming to my mind was that it was like the prayer of Jabez or whatever. I will expand your territory. But he was like pulling my arms, and it was very prophetic the way that it happened. But that's really cool. So that's kind of a different reason. But there's also like tongues and interpretations where you're inspired by the Spirit. And I really feel like that's kind of got that geyser feeling too, when there's an interpretation where the Lord wants to say something through tongues and interpretations. I really feel like that kind of comes with a little bit of force too. That's something I don't have a whole lot of experience in, but I've heard a lot about it. You know, and I would imagine it would be a little bit different because every time I've seen it happen, it's almost a shifting gears as far as the way the person just started praying, like it was very spontaneous every time I've heard it. And it's just like, and there's such a reverence that, I mean, your heart bears witness to the truth and to the way the Lord's moving too. Like when you're walking close with them, your heart bears witness, you know, because it's a safe place when you're affection and attention, and you know when you're living right and you're walking with them closely, it's a very safe place to kind of hear them. But that's something that, you know, I wouldn't say if you're out there living like hell all the time and then you're trying to hear God in your heart sometimes, I don't know that that would be a very safe place for you to say, hey, I can confidently bear witness to the truth, because the problem with that is you're kind of bouncing back and forth and your discernment wouldn't be as keen. But anyway, I'm kind of going on and on. You want to say anything, Robert?
What I'd like to touch on, you even said a little bit about the different types of tongues, just so that everybody knows. There is the interpretation that you were just talking about when someone gives a prophetic tongue in a service. That type of tongue, when the Holy Spirit inspires someone to give that type of tongue, it is given to edify the body. And that person that gives the tongue is either supposed to give the interpretation of that tongue, and if they don't have it, someone in that service, in that worship service, should get that interpretation to edify the body. And that generally happens every time I've ever experienced it. I've seen it for years happen that way. If a person gave a prophetic tongue, they either gave the prophecy in English where everyone could understand, or on one occasion, my pastor in Charlotte, Dr. Bing Melton, was in a service, and he prophesied in tongues in a service like I'm talking about, but he spoke in Swahili, which is an African dialect. There was a man there from Africa who came up and gave the interpretation to what Pastor Dean said in his native tongue. So that was a prophetic tongue, and the interpretation of that tongue was given by a man who understood the language that was being spoken by someone who didn't know what he was saying. But the Holy Spirit knew what he was saying, just like on the day of Pentecost. The very same thing happened to them that day. And then you have your personal prayer, your personal language that is given to you. It's different. It's totally different. Like you were just talking about, it's an intimacy that you have through your relationship with the Lord. You become sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit begins to speak through you in tongues, your personal prayer language. That's what Jude was talking about. You pray in the Holy Ghost to build yourself up in the most precious faith. Paul was talking about praying without ceasing. He prays in tongues constantly. I pray in tongues constantly. I'm walking around my plant at work all day long, outside with my sticks, checking the property and stuff, and I'm praying in tongues. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I start praying in tongues. If I want to go back to sleep because it's too early, I start praying in tongues. I do that every day. I'm so accustomed to doing that. But here's what's happening when you do that. The Word of God says that when you pray in tongues, you are praying the mind of the Father. You are praying the mind of Christ when you pray in tongues. You're literally telling yourself in tongues what Father's perfect plan and will is for the lives of all humanity. So if you continue to do this, you're strengthening and building yourself up to be able to go out and share this awesome knowledge, because Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you exactly what you're saying so that you can take it and share it with somebody else. This stuff is not for private use. You build yourself up in the most holy faith, then you take it out and you share it with others. The message that Jesus told his disciples to go out and do is preach the kingdom. They have to go out and preach the kingdom. Well, the Holy Spirit has to do with the kingdom. He is the governor of the affairs of the kingdom of heaven. If you want to know what Father wants you to know about heaven, Holy Spirit is going to be the one to tell you. So you need to have a personal prayer language. You need to be able to pray in tongues to build yourself up and to learn more. There's so much awesome wisdom of God and revelation waiting for God's people to tap into, but you're not going to tap into it unless you are praying in tongues.
spending that time in the presence of the living God, building yourself up and edifying yourself in the most holy faith. That's why he gave him to us, so that we can be strengthened and empowered to live successful lives as sons of God in the earth. It's impossible to do it completely without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is required for you to get born again. So you've got to have him for that, and you've got to have him to empower you and strengthen you to go out and do the work of the ministry, do the work of sons of God. So it's very important that we understand what tongues is, understand why you speak in tongues, why I pray that prayer language to build myself up and to encourage me that I am a son of God. That's what we're doing it for. So it's very important that we know what it's about. Don't believe the lies that people are saying about the Holy Spirit being in times past and tongues is of the devil. Don't believe those lies. Trust that it is from the heart of the Father, and that Holy Spirit, he's a person. He has feelings. The Word of God says you can grieve him and you can quench the Spirit. So take the Spirit's leading and let him speak through you. That's what your prayer language is all about.
Amen. That's awesome. I finally, I prayed in tongues for a very long time, but never did get a full interpretation until, maybe at the beginning of the year or so. I started getting interpretations, and the Holy Spirit started talking to me through tongues and interpreting where I could understand, which was pretty awesome. And at the time, this event we were having, I was kind of, worried about all that stuff, just how people normally are. And the Holy Spirit started laughing in tongues and started talking to me and said, "Don't worry, Stan, it's already settled. The Lord has already set this up. It's already done. No worry." So it was kind of unique how the Holy Spirit was talking to me, teaching me in tongues, teaching me how to interpret tongues through myself. And I'm like, this is pretty cool. So it's when you had nobody to really talk to, the Holy Spirit is your personal guide, uh-huh. and he can talk to you through your tongues.
Yeah.
So, if you have a hard time understanding things, at least speaking through your mouth and then interpreting, you've got your own God there. And it's awesome how he can do that. But he's there. He's like Robert said, he's a being. He has feelings. He sees things and he knows things. And like I said, and especially we're talking about when you speak in tongues, it activates your spirit body. It opens up the gifts. If you pay attention when you're speaking in tongues, you could notice when this is going on. I have noticed when I was speaking in tongues, when I'm repeating things constantly, I could feel things in my spiritual body moving, like something's going on. Most likely, that's when you're getting a tune-up. You're speaking in tongues, you're getting a tune-up. You're feeling something going on in your spiritual body. The Holy Spirit is tuning you up to a higher level where you can get a clear connection. So there's a lot of things going on when you're doing this, and this is a very important gift to get activated, or to actually always have, because it helps you in your prayer language. It keeps, like I've read a lot of things online, so when the enemy is messing with you, you speak in tongues, it messes up his whole plan. So that helps you there in many different ways. Now, the Lord always gives us what we need, and that's one thing that he knew that we needed. And he gave that to us the very first day he sent the Holy Spirit.
Hey, here's another reason. This is Romans 8:26. It says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our infirmities. So that's like the things that are bogging our natural body down, like calamities or even somebody else's, that needs healing, you can pray in tongues for them. I've seen that happen time and time again in my life too, where somebody asked me to pray for like their grandma or something, and I never met them, didn't know what to pray for. I would just start praying in tongues. And there's one coming to mind right now where somebody asked me to pray for their grandma, and I just went out, I was working, and every time I would think about it, I made it a point to pray in tongues for your grandma. And do you know, like, I asked her a couple of days later, and they're like, yeah, my grandma's doing really well. It's so awesome. And I thought, wow, that's awesome, because to me it just bore witness that the Lord's working through, that you're releasing through tongues, you know. One thing I wanted to say about it too was that it works so hand in hand with some of the other things that the Lord's doing in the middle of it. I've had people pray for me in tongues, and immediately when they put their hand on me, I begin to see a vision, like immediately. So there's like times where that intercession comes in, and it's like there's so many variations to what can happen when you're in faith with the Lord and what he's wanting to do. And sometimes, you know, you don't always have to wrap your reasoning around everything that's going on, but he does make plain or make straight your pathways and show you what he's wanting to do. But those things really affirm your faith in the Lord when that stuff is happening and he's showing you things and he's speaking to you about an issue that's on your heart. If you have a vision about like this one time, I remember this guy praying for me and then start praying in tongues, and I had just been talking to the Lord about this situation that was really sketchy, and there was, you know, it was with the church, and I felt like some people were really in the wrong, and the Lord answered what was on my heart through that guy praying in tongues, and not even know what he had no clue what he was praying, to my knowledge. But he was just praying in tongues, and I understood not a word that he said. But I went through this video when he put his hand on me, and it was, the Lord just completely answered everything about what was going on in that situation. And that was really radical. I just love it when the Lord moves like that.
Amen.
I want to share another testimony real quick. There's one time where I was in a meeting, and I started praying in tongues, and immediately a pull that felt like a magnet, like if you hold two magnet, the metal, I mean, it was a pull like that coming from the very center of my being, pulling me towards that person. And I just went up to him. I said, look, hey, the Lord's like, I really felt like the Lord just wanted me to bless you and just pray for you. And anyway, I just put my hand on him and started praying in tongues, and They, as soon as I finished, they told me that they had a vision and had like an encounter with the Lord, and the Lord was sharing some things with them. That's really cool how the Lord does that. A lot of times it's just obedience and following through with the way the Lord's leading you. And, you know, a lot of people think that that it's a bad thing to want to feel and experience God, but I really believe that there's a place you get into in your walk to where you're constantly being assured in your faith. And it's not that we doubt and we disbelieve, but I'm going to tell you, when you experience God, and everybody has to in some kind of way, or they're not going to believe anyway. Because if you pray, and I mean, most people like pray and God will answer them, and he'll show them, he answers them some kind of way. But like, they have to believe in some kind of experience, or how can you believe? You know, it's just kind of weird to think about, but it's a blessing to me.
Amen.
And then, hey, I want to say one more thing. This is kind of stern. It's like, I hear a lot of people say, oh, you're a doubting Thomas, unless you touch, you'll believe. If you read that scripture where it's talking about Thomas, it says that the Lord appeared to over 500 more believers. And I was like, wow, I never saw that before. That is so awesome. God, it's okay to like want to experience you and really long for your goodness and you revealing yourself. And I don't know, it just gave me a whole new paradigm about the way like I approach God. So that's just really cool to me. But go for it, Robert.
Amen. I just wanted to read what Paul wrote in his letter to the Church of Corinth in chapter 14. You know, tongues is, I don't know if you've ever been to a service where people just start singing in tongues. Have you ever experienced that, Chris?
Yeah, I love it.
isn't it awesome? I've been in services where for like 30, 45 minutes, hour and a half, we sang in tongues, just worshiping the Lord. Some of the most beautiful melodies you have ever heard coming out of humans, no instruments, just lifting up our voices and just worshiping the Lord with tongues. Tongues is beautiful. The enemy wants us to stay away from tongues because tongues gets us closer in deeper revelation of our relationship with the Lord. So he's doing everything, and he's lying to people to try to get new rules and regulations started in the body of Christ to try to thwart it and stop it. But the Father wants us to do it and be encouraged to do it. Paul even said that we're supposed to desire spiritual gifts, desire tongues, desire. Because what are you desiring? It's God. You're desiring God, relationship with the Lord. But in chapter 14, verse 13, wherefore let him that speak in unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. When you pray, I remember when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost in 1990, on January the 5th, 1990, went up and I asked to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I hadn't been born again for a month before I was being introduced to the Holy Ghost. Well, it took me about 2 weeks to really start praying in tongues after I received the baptism that night. 2 weeks later, I just started fluently speaking this language out of me. It just came up out of me, like the scripture says, out of your belly will flow a river of living water. Well, that river of living water started coming up out of me, and it's not stopped ever since it started. I went through a period where I didn't do it as much, and I was distracted and doing things I shouldn't be doing and distracted, just not giving myself over to it at times. But now I'm in a place in my walk with God where I'm not satisfied unless I'm praying. And 90% of that is in tongues. So when I pray, I believed and asked then, because I was told then that you can understand what you're saying. So I said, Lord, I want to know what it is I'm saying. And immediately he opened up my mind to be able to comprehend what I pray when I pray in tongues. And for years, that was 1990, January the 5th, when I received the baptism, I have been praying in tongues, understanding what I was praying, what I pray when I pray in tongues. And verse 14 says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. And all Paul is saying is that unless you ask him to reveal it to you, you're gonna struggle with trying to comprehend through your own finite mind what you're saying. But Holy Spirit wants you to know what he's saying through you. Jesus said it has been given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So everything about the kingdom of heaven, everything about being able to relate to our Father, 1 John, I believe, chapter 4, says we need to boldly enter into the throne room. With boldness, you're supposed to be able to understand and comprehend everything that there is to know about him. That's how we become strong. That's how we're strengthened to be able to withstand the devices and the schemes of the enemy and go through the earth and live out this life as sons of God. We need to understand that this gift that the Holy Spirit gives us, it's not just for us. It even goes on to say in that same chapter that when you pray, it's not for the believer. It's for you to pray, and then the unbeliever is supposed to hear you praying, and then he's supposed to wonder, what is it that you're doing, so that he can get involved in it too. I'm going to read that to you. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, verse 22, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Tongues are for a sign to those who believe not. And what's the devil doing? Oh, you're not supposed to pray in tongues. You're not supposed to pray in public in tongues. And they get that lie because they misinterpreted chapter 14 at the very beginning here. I believe it's in verse 2. For he that speaketh in unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaks unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifies the church. All Paul is saying there, he's not saying don't pray in tongues, don't speak in tongues. He's telling you don't go and try to teach a lesson on how to get born again or teach a lesson on who you are in Christ in tongues, because nobody's going to understand you if you're speaking Greek and everybody in the congregation is from England. So he's trying to tell you that you need to make sure that you do it properly. Prophesying, you're just speaking your language to tell the people around you who comprehend your language what God is saying. That's all Paul is saying right there. But I've heard preachers preach, oh, no, you're not supposed to pray in tongues in public. You're supposed to wait till you're alone in your closet. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're misunderstanding the scriptures. They don't have a clue what they're doing. They're cutting people's hearts out right there. That's what I call the concision. They're cutting their hearts and circumcising their hearts with the garbage, the lies that they believe. And they're messing people up with these doctrines that they've misinterpreted about tongues. Tongues is simple. Tongues is the least of all the gifts. And Father wants us to take the least of all the gifts, which is a sign to the unbeliever that you are in God, and to you, it's for you to be edified, to build you up, and to strengthen you so that you can understand his mind. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you when you're praying in tongues. Amen?
Hey, I remember somebody telling me one time that they were in a meeting and somebody started praying in tongues. They said that they got out of there just as quick as they could because they thought the mothership was about to land. it tickled me, man. It was so funny. But, like, I was sitting there thinking about how, like, if a believer's meeting, you know, it's like, I really encourage believers' meetings, praying in tongues and stuff like that. But, like, if you're around somebody that you know, you kind of got to be aware some of what's going on, because, like, it can scare people off too, you know. And but I have no shame in speaking in tongues, but that tickled me so much. It's so funny, I just heard, you know how, like, the Holy Spirit will remind you of things? Well, here's a scripture kind of affirming that. It says, John 14:26, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I've said to you. And that's another thing that the Holy Spirit does, and he does that a lot through praying in tongues, is he will, like you were saying, Robert, like you were understanding what you were praying in tongues. A lot of times that'll happen when you're praying and talking to the Lord. He'll be quickening you and your understanding on things and ministering to your hearts, and even in some areas where, you know, you're missing it a little bit or sinning. And a lot of times, like, we tend to think, oh, that's the devil, I'm not, and, you know, just kind of get discouraged from praying. But many times when you're praying in tongues and something surfaces, a sin or something like that, the Lord wants you to walk through it, to go through it, and let him uproot that thing out of your heart, because what happens is you'll get to a point where it has nothing in you anymore, because he's good at taking those things and just completely changing your heart in situations and making it to where you don't even want no part of it anymore, you know. And, oh, but that's pretty cool. I just wanted to share that to you.
That's awesome. I mean, I know there's a lot of things that a tongue could be made for. You know, with me, I would notice when the Lord would want me to pray for somebody that I have no idea that I'm going to pray for, or the Lord's going to use me for some type of use like that, I would notice that the Holy Spirit would start speaking through my mouth. I'd start feeling the Holy Spirit moving inside of me, and I know something's up. I know something's going to happen, but I have no idea. And the Holy Spirit just automatically activate, and I would start speaking in tongues. Even while I'm riding down the road, I just activate and let. And longer down the road, I would go somewhere, and there would be somebody for me to pray for. It's kind of like the Holy Spirit warming itself up, getting in, moving in my belly, where the Holy Spirit can do, you know, start praying for this person. And another thing is that, like you say, praying in tongues while praying for somebody is very useful. I know that I would pray at the nursing home for my grandmother and other people, and that would be one of the hardest places to pray for people, because it's so much darkness there, people passing away, and people in despair, stuff like that. And their mind is just on a mindset that they're not coming out, nothing's going to happen, they're going to get sick. I mean, it really holds a big mantle over their head. And I've had a lot of problems with praying for people there because of that. And one day I just started praying in tongues over them, and they started getting healed, because the Holy Spirit was going over what the enemy was doing. And he was smushing all the plans and all the things they had for the elderly people, and started getting these people healed. Because the enemy can mess up my words, but he can't mess up the Holy Spirit's words. And a lot of times I would just go into, you know, praying in spirit for these people to see things happen. That's one thing that I did learn. When nothing's working right, pray, you know, letting the Holy Spirit speak is the right thing to do. And that's one thing that I've learned. I mean, I've learned many things over the years with speaking in tongues, but it's an awesome gift, and it's, I really think, you know, if you want to get in prophecy, that's one of the great things, too. The Holy Spirit can move you in prophecy very easily. It's easier to understand, because he will teach you himself. You don't have to worry about trying to figure out what type of symbol God's giving you. He will tell you himself what's going on. And it's like step by step he will teach you. And I think, you know, prophesying through praying in tongues is very easy. And it's like riding a bicycle. He teaches you a little at a time, and that's what was easy for me doing that. But it's, I mean, the Holy Spirit can do all type of things in that way in tongues. And tongues, I really see this a very important gift, I think. And, you know, other people might think other words, but, you know, I saw it help me and my gifts a lot. And a lot of my friends that work in the power of God, I've actually saw it help them and improve them in their spiritual walk, too. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I've had good days and bad days, and the bad days when I would pray in tongues, it would knock that bad day into a good day. And I'm telling you, when you can pray in tongues, you can cry out to the Lord in tongues, you will see crazy things happen, I'm telling you. Crazy things will start manifesting. You will start seeing your life change. Whatever's in the way will be moved. I'm telling you, it's an awesome thing.
Hey, Stan. I was remembering this story where Kenneth Hagin was sitting in this meeting, and he said he went to this meeting because, you know, he had heard a lot of people just talking about it around town. He said, I'm going to go and see what that's all about. And it was a guy that was not Christian at all, but he called himself Father Divine. And he was doing, like, all kinds of things through demonic powers and stuff. But Kenneth Hagin went in there and sat down at that meeting, and he started praying in tongues and just pleading the blood of Jesus over the place. And that guy said, "You have to leave." And Kenneth Hagin said, "Oh, no, I don't. This is a public place, and I got every right to be here just as much as anybody else." And that guy had to go somewhere else, man, because he kept trying to kick Kenneth Hagin out, and he said, "Oh, no, you know, I've not done anything wrong." But the thing is, that's the authority we have in Jesus Christ, that demonic thing could not even do any of the miracles or whatever he was doing because of Kenneth Hagin and the presence of the Lord in his life. But that was cool. I just wanted to share that because it surfaced in my heart when you were talking.
I'd like to say here, Saturday morning, I got up, Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to go to the park and work out. I take my sticks and I work out. I look like a kung fu martial artist to most people when they see me working out. But for me, it's a form of worship, too. But I went to the park right up the street from my house Saturday morning. Holy Spirit said, "There'll be somebody there I want you to pray for." So I get up and I go to the park. And there's one vehicle at the park at 8:30 a.m. There was an elderly lady about 70 years old, 65 to 70, and she had her two grandchildren with her. So I just kept on going and went on down there and started doing my little workout. About 30, 45 minutes into my workout, they came down there walking to the place where I was working out, and I said, "The Lord told me to come here to pray for somebody today. Which one of you need prayer?" And she said, "My daughter is in the hospital." And I prayed the prayer of faith for her daughter to go home in Jesus' name.
Amen. This has been an awesome show today. We've been talking about speaking in tongues, and I'm sure this show is going to bless a lot of people. And people was actually wondering about speaking in tongues and don't really know much about this. I'm really sure that this is going to touch people and let them know a little bit more about speaking in tongues that they didn't know. And maybe it might encourage people to speak in tongues more and use this gift more instead of using it as a mantle on their coat, but use it as a gift, an everyday gift to help them grow in their spiritual walk. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get you to use this in your spiritual walk to advance you for the kingdom. That's what we're all about here, is trying to advance you for the kingdom. And I'm telling you, you know, if you're having a problem in your life, you know, pray in tongues for a while. You know, just take a time out of the day. I mean, on lunch break, go out and speak in tongues. If you, if you have a prayer life where you're praying, you know, nightly, pray in tongues for maybe an hour or 30 minutes. Just let it out. Let it advance you, because it will. And if you don't speak in tongues and you're not Holy Spirit filled, you know, go to a church or ask where the Lord's hand is to you, because it ain't just a preacher can give just to you. The Lord can just send it to you. I mean, it could happen either way. But it's an awesome gift to be given. And like all these guys were saying, you know, once you get it, you'll talk like that for a while. I know I was riding down the road with my wife right next to me, and I couldn't shut up. I just kept on speaking in tongues. My wife looked at me crazy the whole time, but I didn't care. They know I was anyway, so I went ahead and was speaking in tongues back and forth all day long, because I knew by studying about it, is that it would advance my spiritual being. And that's why I was wanting. I wanted to go get more advanced. I was wanting that clear connection with the Lord. I knew this would do that. The more I spoke and the more this started to advance, the better off I would be. So if anything to advance me, I was all for it, and I wasn't going to shut up no matter what anybody said. And I know one thing that Sid Ross did on his tape is if you're speaking in tongues out in public, grab your phone and act like you're talking to somebody on the telephone. Just let it run, and they'll think you're talking to somebody, and Matt Scooter pops, and they won't know no difference. Just go, oh, I'm listening there. That and that's a little bit of tongue there. But anyway, they won't know, you know, they won't know. And when you're going down the road and you're speaking in tongues, act like you just nod your head, act like you're jamming out and speaking in tongues. They won't know no difference. They won't know no difference. I mean, you can walk in the park with your phone, not even on and speak in tongues. They won't know no difference. So, you know, you can do it anywhere. I mean, it's not a place where you got to cut it off because it builds you up. It keeps the enemy off of you. It builds up the Holy Spirit around you. It surrounds you. It gets that vibration of God the Father around you that stops the enemy from messing with you. So I'm telling you, you know, it's very important for your spiritual walk. So we're just wanting to get this out today. Speak in tongues as much as you can. And just don't keep that as a mantle on your coat, but use that as an everyday gift. And that's one of the most important things. But I was going to tell you folks, we will see. I will try to have a show Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. And just stay tuned to Facebook, and you'll see the new show pop up. Or follow the blog talk, and any time that we do post a show, it will email it to you. So that's one of the amazing things that will do. We do have an event coming in July the 11th. It's going to be at 5 p.m. at Marketplace Church in Hickory, North Carolina. For more information, go to my Facebook page, Dan Shell, or go to the Healing Light page, and we post it there on and on different times. And just sign up for it. And it's going to be an amazing event. We're expecting the Lord to move mightily in this thing. People's going to get healed, delivered, and transformed. I'm telling you, it's going to be an amazing event. And we're going to have prayer lines, and there's going to be some amazing things that's going to go on there. So just show up and see what the Lord will do for you. And I want to thank you guys for being on here today. It's a little difficult, but we got on here. Amen.
Amen. Embrace your connection with the Lord.
Amen.
Go deeper.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and speak in tongues for everybody, just to let y'all hear what it sounds like. I can go first, and then y'all can chime in if y'all want to. I'm going to see what the Holy Spirit wants to say.
Amen.
That's a little bit of tongues if y'all want to know what that sounds like. But it's awesome. And it kind of, you know, transforms your spiritual body and really builds that connection between you and the Lord. And that the Holy Spirit speaking through your mouth.
And you can do it anytime you want to.
Yeah, he's always there. But God bless y'all, and we will see you Saturday morning.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.